In much of Port-au-Prince, the focus is now on helping the tens of thousands of people in survivors' camps. But there are still many pockets of the city that have seen no relief. One is a hilltop neighborhood called Fort National, one of the worst-hit districts in the Haitian capital. NPR's Corey Flintoff has this portrait of a place where people are living among their dead and with their grief.
Fort National is named for the historic fortress that crowned a hill rising from the center of the old town. Its slopes are white with the debris of hundreds of houses that crumbled and slid when the earthquake struck. Souffrant Eddy is an undertaker and a political activist who's lived in this neighborhood all his life. He leads the way up a rubble-strewn road where every single house has fallen. A cluster of people is gathered near a fire crackling in a pit dug into the buckled concrete of a fallen roof. A small man in a floppy hat waves toward the blaze.
This is my mother. My mother is being burned here.
Can you tell me, did you just find her body?
I found my child, my mother. I burned them, but I haven't found my nephew.
So how did you find your mother?
I was making space, trying to get in, and then I saw her leaning on the fridge like this, and then she died there.
His name is Duvaru Stanley, and like many in this neighborhood, he's had to find and destroy the bodies of his loved ones by himself.
My child right here, I put fire on my child here.
A dozen or so people gather around to tell similar stories. My son, he was 25. My two daughters, my girls, they're gone. A fallen school building is thought to cover the bodies of nearly 20 children and their teacher, but nobody knows for sure. Many people here sleep in the camp at the foot of the hill, Chaumont, but spend their days next to their fallen houses, looking for loved ones and any possessions they can retrieve. Others come here to a sloping yard just a block from the top of the hill. This camp seems packed with a few hundred men, women, and children, but Souffrant Eddy says that more than 1,000 people come here to sleep at night. He says they've gotten some water delivered, but have seen no food aid. A man with graying hair sits at the upper end of the camp. His name is Max Pohl, and he's one of the pastors at the big Church of God in the Post-Marchand area down the hill. His eyes are swollen with fatigue and grief. His wife was killed, he says, along with 6 other people in his house.
You know, you're a man of God and a pastor. What do you tell people when they ask you why such things happen?
It's the will of God. It's the will of God.
Why do you think that happened, though? Why do you think God chose to do this now?
If God allows this to happen, it is because that we human beings are too wicked.
Pastor Pohl says his faith is stronger than ever.
Do you think this is a little bit like the story of Job?
Oui. Bon Dieu, bye.
Yes. God has given, God has taken away. May the name of the Lord be blessed.
The top of the hill at Fort National stays light while lower parts of the city are falling into dusk. During the daylight, when they're searching the debris, people don't have much time to speculate on why this happened.
People haven't even had a chance to mourn for their loved ones who died. When do you think anybody's going to get a chance to really grieve for the people that they lost?
We cry a lot.
Chaque jour.
Every day, every single day.
Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
NPR photographers David Gilkey and John Poole have been covering the recovery efforts in Haiti. You can see their images on our website, npr.org. You're listening to NPR News. Thank you.